Welcome back and welcome to the new website. I'm telling you all up front, feel free to offer criticisms and requests about this new site because I want to continue its improvement. As you can see, there is a lineup of the entire training series as I see it now. There are lists for all sessions, both those ready for download and those planned that still have yet to be written. You'll also notice that besides the Complete Dog and Money Pig training series, there is also a new series called Ms. and Missy Slave Training. I've rewritten all my sessions, and instead of doing a specific pig or pup or robot training series, I did a generic training series and had it recorded in a female voice. New sessions will be added every so often. This has been done to give those that feel more comfortable with the female voice a chance to still experience the power and depth of my training. There will be no emails or photos or any other contact with her than the new sessions that I have written and have her recorded in her voice. One specific issue I would like to address in this update. I keep getting emails from those of you who have been in my training for at least a month or so asking why is your self-confidence and personal performance in all areas of your life up. I want you to understand that this is an essential part of the true training process, or at least my process. I, like many other dominants, do not seek slaves that are broken, without the desire to live in service, and without love of position in life, and a love of obedience. We want submissives that are eager, happy, productive, not only accept their place in life, but take pride in it and do themselves honor through their actions as well as their owners. I'm not here to turn slaves into total trash. I'm here to turn their current concepts of servitude and their fears of this reality into trash, and like trash, dispose of it. Remember, I have much more experience in helping people achieve their dreams and goals than I do keeping them from them, and this is the approach I take. Not only is my training something that is supposed to improve your skills and desires as a slave, but it is also something to improve your quality of life in every aspect. Which also brings me to my next subject, my non-adult website, RagnarokRam.com. I will be posting some of my political, spiritual, and historical views there and why I feel they are relevant enough to even post. I also have lots of my music there and my band's music. For those of you who have not heard my band, Monkey Logic, be prepared. It's kind of fucked up. And like a car trunk full of hooker heads fucked up, not like a congresswoman punched a cop fucked up. There is also the beginning of my mainstream hypnosis series. This is going to be a core series of sessions from the ones that I have written for myself over years. These are the sessions designed specifically for the male mind to become more aggressive, sharper, confident, and create basic lifestyle habits that are necessary for a happy and successful life. These are sessions that have changed my life and taken me years of growing in introspection and learning and research. And sessions, of course, you know, who's to say that there won't be more because I keep learning, but these sessions are as far as it is right now. There are lots of plug-in or standalone sessions that I'm going to be doing, from the more common ones that I get asked to the really weird ones that I want to put out there, like the really odd ones that I've been asked. I'm also going to be putting up free ones from all the different sections through there. These are good for a slave or dominant to check out, and it will not touch this area of their life unless they need or feel they need to improve there. In which case, I'd still more suggest taking the direct approach. Don't worry, right now I'm going to try and spend just a bit more time with you guys than on my non-adult stuff, because not only are you guys more fun, but also making it worth my while. Especially my money pigs, making it worth my while. Thanks, pigs. Anyways, that's it for now. Sorry to make you punks wait for so long, but I had better shit to do. Don't forget, you can email with any problems or questions anytime at senator@ragnarokram.com. And do not forget to spread the word. Not only have I moved to senatormindcontrol.com, but spread the word of my existence here. A place for dominants and submissives to talk openly and research true mind control, and use the best hypnosis sessions on the market, adult or new age, period, for serious slave training. Alright, heal pup, heal pig, initiate synthetic protocols. Senator wants you to relax, have a great day, and obey your superiors always.
Now, if Phil is right, it means that we have to rewrite science. And you're going to,
we also have to rewrite history.
Well, I'm talking about the history of science, because it means that, you know, everything up to Nobel Prizes and people who have been awarded money and patents and all of that,
should not have
got some help. Now, we encourage industry to take the patent.
Well, the alternative to that would be to tell everybody where it came from, so there was no choice.
Well, we couldn't do that because the client would have been, they had destroyed our organization.
I'm certain they would have. At some point, you must have sat down with General Trudeau, and obviously after you realized what you had on your hands in this cabinet, all of this technology, and you must have had a serious conversation with the general about where it came from, or did you never do that?
Oh, we did. Almost every day.
Oh, and the general told you near his death that you could come forward after he died.
He said that.
Why do you think he didn't? Why do you think he wouldn't do it while he was still alive?
Well,
and back your story up.
Well, one day I was discussing with the general some of these items.
Yes.
And I told him this, General. We have this integrated circuit. What are we unleashing on the world?
Right.
We don't know what this thing will do.
Right.
What if someday, and I pointed my head, it integrates with the brain? Are we going to create some monsters? And he said, Bill, yes. What you're saying is true. But let's hope that the people who come after us will recognize this and do something about it. And then he stated this. He said, but maybe not in our lifetime. Well, it didn't happen in his lifetime. And even 82, I happen to still be here.
Why, again, though, do you think the general didn't want any of this coming out when he was alive?
Because the climate of opinion and what was going on, even until he died 3 years ago and even today, anybody deals with this as a kook. In fact, I told the Germans one day, I explained something to him.
So he was worried about ridicule?
Yes. And also, the skeptics and the department, we can, people are from other places that like us. And we knew what our opposition was, and CIA didn't like us. Mm-hmm. And there would have been a lot of opposition, a lot of smearing, and a lot of good people might have been hurt.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Philip J. Corso, a member of President Eisenhower's National Security Council and former head of the Foreign Technology Desk at the U.S. Army's Research and Development Department, has come forward to reveal his personal stewardship of alien artifacts from the Roswell crash. He tells us how he spearheaded the Army's reverse engineering project that led to today's integrated circuit chips, fiber optics, lasers, and super tenacity fibers. He also mentions how he ceded Roswell alien technology to giants of American industry.